Chad. Welcome to the SEO Podcast, Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing. My name's Chris Burris, owner of eWebStyle.
Charles Lewis, your Internet Marketing Specialist.
You are tuning into the most popular SEO podcast, also Internet Marketing Podcast on iTunes. That is because of you, Bill, Tom, Frank, Quan. We have to get some international names in there as well, because we have actually been downloaded in at least 76 different countries. As always, a tip from our previous podcast. If you market events or products, make sure you understand and use microdata. And yeah. I know it's been 2 weeks.
2 weeks. And a vacation.
And a vacation. And a few drinks.
Oh, Lord.
A few gallons.
Yeah, but if you use microdata when you can. A lot of times it's not plausible or in the best way to help your site rank, but if you can, you got access to your HTML file, you're doing e-commerce, you need something to give you that edge, and microdata could possibly be it.
And if that sounds unbelievably foreign to you, go back and listen to podcast number 159. Remember, we are your friendly local neighborhood top position snatchers, where our mantra is...
Don't be a douche.
I'm going to slide this microphone over closer to you. Hopefully that's not too loud, and I do not disconnect. Because we have some reviews, and one of them is actually
will probably be about that.
One of them is a previous review, so I won't go into that one. It does talk about audio quality, and it's the one and only review where they mention you and I specifically, and have no idea who you are. They say, and the guy who introduces himself second.
Wow, that's degrading.
Yeah, it's about time. That's like 5-1, all right?
Now
you know how it feels. All right, so here's a review. This was on iTunes. It's simple, and we appreciate it when you do it. Go on to iTunes, step number one. Mm-hmm. Write a review, step number two. Three, if you choose, optional. It's only two steps. Step three, send us a note letting us know that you wrote a review, and you can send that note to podcast@e-webstyle.com. And we'll give you some link love, and probably you'll hear this in the middle of the night, which will represent a punch in the face. So here's the podcast. Love the show. Must listen. 5 stars. This is from Gerald D. Hacker. Not sure what people are talking about when they say it's poor sound quality or they don't like the banter at the beginning. Don't change a thing, emphasize.
Mm.
In fact, I listened to a couple podcasts without Chuck, and I felt cheated. That's good. Awesome SEO information.
That's what's up.
Since I've found this podcast, it is a must listen. Only wish you guys had a daily web show. Love it.
Ooh, daily?
Yeah.
Well, first off, Pitiff.
Wow.
Gerald the Hacker. Yeah, punch in the face to you.
This is like...
Probably won't be getting a daily show. I mean, it sounds phenomenally awesome, but and frankly, there's enough content where we probably could do a daily, but yeah, it won't happen.
Yeah, we gotta work. We gotta work. Remember that song?
No, I don't. I was trying to. I thought I did, but I don't.
It was about models, like on the catwalk. I'm too sexy for the shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that one?
Yeah, I remember that one.
Same one. Okay. That's why you kind of remember it. Next review: great content, entertaining hosts. 5 stars. This is from. See if you can help me with this. Scop and Skizzle.
Yeah, Scop and Skizzle.
I like that.
It is. Scop and Skizzle.
Scop and Skizzle. Hey. This is a great podcast on SEO. The host's entertaining commentary makes the topics much more enjoyable. As an IT professional, I find the information technical enough to be practical, but not so much as to put me to sleep. I also enjoy the business anecdotes that illustrate their points and how SEO should be used. By far, though, the like-dislike terminology of... punch in the face, kick in the shins.
It's priceless. That's what's up.
Keep up the great work. Again, that's from Scop and Skizzle. Thank you very much. I'm just happy to remove.
Can they input their web addresses with the reviews?
I think we've seen web addresses in reviews. So if you do write a review, make sure you
go ahead and add. If you have a web address, leave your web address with the review so we can check it out and see what's really going on. But yeah, appreciate you. Scott for Skizzle, definitely a punch in the face.
Also, remember to send us an email, and you can send us that email at podcast@e-webstyle.com and let us know that you submitted the review. By the way, there's other ways you can contact us. We're about to cover some Facebook questions. You can find us facebook.com/ewebstyle, twitter.com/ewebstyle, youtube.com/ewebstyle, and then you can email us at podcast@.
Yeah, you backwards today. That's the Lima Rita.
That's the Lima Rita. Yeah, it's taken over. And one review 2 weeks ago on G Plus, on our G Plus account. Mm-hmm. This is from Adriana. Adriana Langston. 3 of 3 quality points. Mm-hmm. There's no stars.
Yeah.
I regularly listen to the podcast SEO Rockstars, SEO 101, Learn SEO Basics, and SEO podcast Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing. Of the three, SEO podcast is the best. That's, you have to abbreviate SEO podcast Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing.
Yeah.
First, the two hosts have the least annoying voices.
Well, thank you.
Wow.
Andrew.
That's awesome.
Well, Adriana.
Second, the two hosts are actually in the studio together rather than one of them being on the telephone. So the other, other than recently, the sound quality of the podcast is consistently the best.
Appreciate it.
Apparently, recently. We'll keep working on that. And number three, they consistently refer back to previous podcasts you can download in order to dig deeper into some of the topics they're discussing in the current podcast. Ooh, and there's a fourth. All three podcasts are good, but SEO Podcast Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing consistently provides information on which I, the listener, can take action. Wow.
What's her name? Adriana?
Adriana.
Adriana, been punching the face to you. Thank you for the review. I was on G+, so we'll come back, put us in a circle since you're there, and we'll come back and do the same thing. But more importantly, I'd like to know what actions you've taken, how they help your site, how they harm your site. Hopefully they didn't. And how'd you implement it? And then if you could take a step further, refer to the podcast that helped you, just for our information.
Yeah, the specific podcast. That would be great. 4 points, 4 punches in the face. Patoof, 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 patoof,
patoof.
Let's move on. We got some Facebook questions.
Got Facebook questions. I got Twitter shout-outs, Twitter punches. Punch in the face to Major Love. That's at Major Love Tweets. She says, hey, Chris and Charles, loving the solid content, tips, and fantastic banter.
And we have a nice banner, too.
Yeah. Blue and green and purple. The second one was Philippa Willits.
Okay, yeah, that
sounds
right.
Sorry if I messed that up, but that's how it looks. At Philippa Writes is her Twitter handle. Starting the day off with the eWeb Style podcast. So, sorry we're late today.
That reminds me, don't forget, if you're near some sort of electric device, a smartphone, a computer, a laptop, a PC, anything that can actually tweet or Facebook, go ahead and tweet right now.
Yeah, hashtag SEO podcast. And then tag us, what are we at, 160?
160.
Tag us at 160 and then at eWebstyle or put it on our wall or something like that. That way we'll know you're watching, you're tuning in, and we can link up and make the networking thing happen.
And if you are so inclined, add a link to your website to us.
Yeah, definitely. So we're talking about Facebook. We brought up Facebook questions. We love for guys to go to Facebook and ask us questions. We have other content as well. We're going to talk about links today. Frankly, we may get into that next week because I do want to address these questions.
And they're good questions. Go anywhere.
Yeah, this is the meat, right? Yeah. So that was potatoes at first. Now we're in the meat.
Oh, I didn't even... Wait, I got news. Yeah,
get your news.
Real quick news. Google is actually stealthily supplying support to Samsung and other manufacturers of devices that are using Google Android in support of their patent litigation against Apple.
Mm-hmm.
So they're in the behind the scenes. They all share the same attorney, and you know it could probably be theorized that Google's augmenting the income of the lawyers on behalf of the individual manufacturers. So they're behind the scenes trying to make sure that
That's going to work out.
So far, and I didn't realize this, so far, I know legal case has Android gone head-to-head against iOS. Usually it's patent infringements on device.
Yeah, on technology. A device manufacturer.
Yeah.
Samsung or whoever it may be.
Right.
So,
well, it may not be worth going after Android since it's given away free, so that makes sense. And on a similar note, Android now has 68% of smartphone sales. iPhone? Guess?
If Android is at 68?
Yeah.
iPhone is probably higher.
17.
Of new... Well,
smartphones.
You said Android, or did you say Samsung?
Android.
Android.
So, yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Because they're, I mean, that's the
ongoing battle. Yeah.
Exactly. That's the reason why, over time, Android, also, and maybe it's because I'm a Google fan and an Android user, that it'll be better.
Yeah.
Because it's available on other devices.
Right.
You know, it's not just, which, all, and the back end to that, though, is why Apple makes more money.
Yeah.
Because their service.
One device, one software, no platform
no
issues.
No other people, no other devices, no other operating systems, no any of that.
In fact, Apple actually makes money, Android doesn't. So, and that's all I got. I wanted to keep the news short. So now let's get into the meat of our podcast.
Okay, so yeah, these are questions we got from Facebook. The first one is from Eugene Computer Geeks. He says, hey guys, I love your podcast, and it is by far my favorite SEO podcast online. Appreciate it. Question.
I have a question.
Okay.
Which podcasts that are offline does he like? just want to throw that on out there.
Question. I'm going to act like we're going to bypass
that. That would be a good decision.
Does having lots of Facebook shares, likes, and tweets help rankings in any way? I know it helps bring traffic, but was wondering if it's likely Google uses it as a ranking factor anymore. Also, my site has a blog and a forum where I add fresh content every day, but I don't update the homepage or other pages often at all. Would it be worth my time to update the homepage on a regular basis, or is adding useful and unique articles to blog and entries in the forum enough? I've gotten so much out of your podcast, and now my website is ranked number one on Google for all of my targeted keywords. Thanks a bunch, and keep up the good work. Eugene, appreciate the question, and I'll answer them in the order that you ask. Does having Facebook shares and really social sharing of, I'm assuming, maybe your blog articles and things that you're posting, does it have help any rankings anyway? Answer is yes. Google has said it publicly, Bing has said it publicly, that they definitely use social signals. Matter of fact, that was a recent algorithm change that happened in 2011, that they use social signals to influence ranking.
Right.
And so, yes, definitely, not only should you be doing it, but you should keep doing it. Now, one thing I will say is beware on how you include the link to your post. Chuck, what does that mean? Glad you asked. You could put, you know, ewebstyle.com/SEO podcast as the link, or you could use some sort of URL shortener, like a bit.ly or something like that. And this is just my spontaneous imagination and research tells me that if you use the full URL when possible, that it has a better ranking signal because it's directly to your domain name and not a URL shortener. Either way, Google is interpreting both. They are calculating the traffic, and so it does help with ranking, but I think using the full one probably has more link juice.
I think it does, especially if your URL is keyword rich.
Exactly.
I think if your URL is not keyword rich, so let's just say, you know, it's ewebstyle.com water distribution, and you decide whether you're going to do that, and it lands you on a page that talks about plastic bottles, right? Mm-hmm. If you just use a bitty converter to something small, it knows the landing page, mm-hmm. but it doesn't. There's no value in the URL relative to that page
because it's encrypted the keyword.
Even using the full URL doesn't have value because the full URL doesn't have any content relevant to the content that's on that particular page. So, better example would be eWebStyle page one.
Yeah.
Right? There's no reason to use eWeb Style Page 1 over a Bitty converter.
Because there's no keyword in it.
But if you did use ewebstyle.com/water distribution, that would have value over a Bitty converter. If Bitty converter is the right thing.
Yeah, it's not, but I think I know what you mean, and hopefully I know what you mean.
That's the thing that shortens. A shortener. A URL shortener. I like Bitty converter. We're going to go with that. And it reminds me of Battlestar Galactica. Do you remember Itty Bitty Bitty?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, I shouldn't remember
that. At least one person's with me.
I'm almost... I shouldn't know that.
Yeah. Nerd. So if the URL actually has content relevant to the keywords that you're targeting, make sure you use that URL.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you can use a URL shortener, otherwise known as a Bitty converter.
There you go. Second part of this question. Also, my site has a blog and forum set out. Basically, he was asking City update the content on his homepage daily since he's posting daily and creating blog posts and forum posts. Not really. But what you should probably consider is adding, you're talking about blogging, so I'm going to just make the general assumption you're using WordPress if you're not kicking the shin.
Yeah.
But use a plugin that will show maybe your latest post in a certain section on the homepage.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that way, as you add new posts and add new updates, your homepage does refresh a little bit with updated content. But at the end of the day, you're not really trying to get people to your homepage. You want them to get to your articles. And so it's worth ranking those and not necessarily the homepage.
Here's another thing to keep in mind. If you're posting daily, then what does it take to get to a post that you posted a year ago? How many clicks, right? So that depends on, you know, what are you doing with your
sidebars, archive area. Mm-hmm.
And so from your homepage, it may be worth, you know, linking to an article 6 months ago. Because what that makes is at least that article is one click away from the homepage. Google has made it very clear that how many clicks away from the homepage defines
how important a page is.
Exactly. And so if you're looking, you know, at a 9-month article and it takes you, you know, you're posting every week, however many weeks that is, should be about 25-ish, then your 25 links, well, depending on how many posts you show per page, you know, you could be quite a few clicks into your website before you get to that article. Whereas if you shortcut from your homepage directly to say month 6 or month 9 or whatever it is, then you're a lot closer and that link count is a lot shorter. So think about doing that, and you can do it in a couple of ways. One of them might be, you know, popular blog articles,
mm-hmm.
right? So link to something that's 9 months ago that was reasonably popular, and so now they've got there and they can page forward and page back from that particular article.
Either that way or TechCrunch. TechCrunch.com, they do it in an interesting way. They have so many articles that get posted every day where it's just a long scroll. But it's just a long scroll through title, short description, and image of probably 20 or 30 posts.
Recent posts, right.
On the home page.
Right.
Then you click next to go to page 2, and then there's 20 or 30 more posts. But the way they did it, it's kind of easy to scroll through them and scan them pretty quickly. And so if you're posting that often and you get, I'm not sure how much traffic you get, TechCrunch gets a lot of traffic, so I think it's worth it for them. But, you know.
Spend some time organizing it.
Spend some time figuring that out. All right, so Eugene, hope that answered your question. Hit us back. Let me know what you thought. If you have any additional questions, you know, hit us up. Let us know. Second one. This one came from Scott. You go with the second word. What's his last name?
Scott and... Garola.
Okay, that's what I was going to say.
Garola.
I just wasn't sure. Hello, question for the show, perhaps. You have talked in previous shows about local search. I'm based out of NYC and run a speed dating events company. With a business like mine, without an actual address, we're on the web. What type of strategy should I be looking at when it comes to local search? When getting a Google Places page, doesn't Google need a physical address for the company? Or perhaps local search is not as relevant to my business to have a physical address. Any helpful hints or suggestions would be appreciated when trying to optimize my SEO efforts on my site and for my off-site Google Places, Yelp pages, etc. Thank you, Scott from NYC. Scott, appreciate the question. The obvious answer is
get a location.
Yes, get you an address. You hit it right on the head. Google, it is mandatory that you have a physical address in order to have a Google Places page. And I'm talking about places in a second. Get you an address. It can't be a P.O. box. Scratch that idea.
Consider executive suites or
something like that. Get you an address that gives you a suite number. That's acceptable. To be honest, I'm not sure for how long. Google will probably get to that pretty soon.
Yeah, they'll start identifying those places that, you know, that have tend to have suites and they're actually just boxes.
Yeah, but right now, get you somewhere with a suite and a physical address that's not a P.O. box, and that'll allow you to complete your Google Places listing. Speaking of places, I'm assuming you meant, or you should have meant, Google Plus, because all places have switched over to Google Plus now, and so your Places page won't even exist. Get to a local Google Plus page and make sure that all the information you would have put on your Google Places page is consistent with what you put on your local Google Plus page. Categories, descriptions, product types, payment types, is parking available, images, video, the whole nine. That profile must be complete. You also went on to ask, what strategy should I look at when it comes to local search? For speed dating, social. I think social media marketing will probably have more of an impact than local search, frankly, because of speed dating. People will probably be on their mobile devices while they're doing it. And if you could get people to check in where they're speed dating at, maybe tweet pictures
Not if you can get people. Like, it should almost be mandatory to attend your event or highly encouraged
check in on Facebook. You have to do something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what's your experience? In fact, if you could tie somehow, I know in speed dating, people rank each other. And if you said that they actually were only connected to each other from their Facebook profiles, now you start building things in that way. Some people may not want to do it, but that's actually a good idea, right? We don't give you phone numbers. We connect your profile. We figure out a way to allow you guys to connect profiles. That would be huge. And then people are focused on Facebook and talking about their experiences and how they met. I'd be interested to know how you're doing on speed dating NYC.
What sort of terms is you didn't list a website, but I'm assuming you have one, and what sort of terms are you optimizing that site for?
You're right.
Because that's where that would be the hub of everything, where all your social will be based from there. Everyone who's looking for will need to know this is where the next event is going to be. Here are the rules. Must check in on Foursquare. Must check in on Facebook.
Must have a G Plus account.
Yeah, exactly. And so, reply to us, Scott. Hit us back up with your website. I'd like to check that out, probably generate some more ideas for you.
And remember that all of your all of the search tips that we talk about now, the SEO tips that we talk about now, are relevant for local search because Google's blended those.
See, last question from Darren Philippi. What's up, Darren? We did something else with Darren.
Yeah, we did the radio interview.
Okay. Yep. Okay, yeah. Here's a question I would like answered by my favorite SEO masters. I use Yoast SEO on my WordPress site. When filling out a web page or a blog post, there's a meta title and meta description. Am I wasting valuable characters in my description by including some or all of the title in the meta description, or does having the info in there two times help or hurt more? Then he went, this is the description. Basically, he has a title, a page title, you know, 6 ways to fail in real estate. And then in his meta description, it also includes that phrase, 6 ways to fail in real estate, along with some other phrases. Don't plan to communicate, forget this, that, real estate coaching, and some of his other terms he's targeting. Darren, I think it depends on how much optimization you're doing on that page. Sometimes it makes sense to include your title inside the meta description. In your case, or this particular instance, I think not. I think you should probably reword your title and include it in the description, but not have it identical. I think identical in this case, Google will probably think it's kind of spammy and it may do more harm than good. But if you want to reword it, so instead of the title saying 6 ways to fail in real estate, maybe in your description you'd say, you know, real estate coaching and, you know, don't fail in real estate by using these 6 ways or something like that. But definitely reword it and include it.
I got to tell you, there's something to consider here, and we talk about continuity. If somebody did type in ways to fail in real estate, and probably your real estate's such a major term, it's going to be in your local area. I think there's
value in the title and then see it in the description.
So remember that description shows up on the search results pages. And so remember, that's your first opportunity for SEVO, Search Engine Visitor Optimization. And we talk about continuity. If the terms that they're going to search that will put you in the SERP, you need to have those in your description.
In the ad, yeah.
So they're probably not going to type for six ways to fail in real estate, but they may type ways to fail in real estate mm-hmm. or a list of ways. And in which case, the description, six ways to fail in real estate, really has a lot of value. Now, the next things I would actually put in your description is because, I mean, there's search value, there's SEO value in it. The real value is, again, SEVO. You need to start talking about, you know, you and your experience as a coach. You know, 10-year real estate coach
gives six ways on how to not fail.
Why should I click that article versus some of the other articles that may come up when I search for ways to fail?
Yeah, so it's a thin line because I think duplicating it is kind of spammy and may hurt you with the Google over optimization penalty. At the same time, duplicating it probably increases conversions because the person who saw it sees it twice, basically.
Well, I think in your title, why have six ways?
Well, because it's a WordPress site, and so if that's the article title, then that's automatically the page
title. if you're using Yoast, you can tweak that title, right? The actual title, and make sure that that title is more search relevant. Six ways is not what people are going to search for. They're going to search for ways to fail in real estate, right? They're not.
They
at
may
least leave out the six.
I disagree.
Really?
I think you keep the six. I think six ways is one of those titles. People look at numbers. Think about when we search.
Well,
tips for this.
Yeah, I agree.
Five ways to do that. If I'm in real estate and I have a real estate business and I see a title that says six ways to fail in real estate.
That's powerful. Yeah,
I'm going to click it. And
well, so when do they see it? They see it in the description, not when they're on the page. The title only shows up on the page.
No, the title is on the, you're talking on the search result page.
Oh, it's across the top.
Yeah, it's the first thing.
Wow.
It's the header.
Yeah.
And then it's the description. So.
So if it isn't, because I'm just totally brain farting at this point. If it's the description, then you don't need it. If it's the main link, then you don't need to have it in the description. Yeah, because you've got it already there. My bad. Correct it again.
Yeah.
Again, I'm the guy standing next to the SEO rapper.
Yeah, Chuck Quiz Zero. I think that was it. Well, we had some blanks there.
Oh yeah.
That was all the way blank. Yeah. This is a personal blank because I'm an Android user.
Yeah.
And so, and I still don't understand. So this blank stands at Google.
And this is like number two.
At Google. Yeah, the first one, was it for, I think it was for
G
the
Plus.
Play Store.
Was it G Plus?
Yeah, it was G Plus was available on iPhone before it was available on an Android device.
The G Plus app.
Yeah, like really Google. Seriously. So now they did it again. The voice search. The ability to search by talking.
The upgrade to that, yeah.
Yeah, is available on iPhone and not Android, even though it's a Google product.
Yeah, that's blank stare worthy.
Yeah. Let's go, Google.
Boo. Give it to us first. Come on. At least let us try it first. All right.
Especially since y'all in court. I'm just saying.
Yeah. We can help you out. We have influence. All right, you have been listening to the most popular SEO podcast and internet marketing podcast on iTunes. 7,000 downloads a week, 76 different countries. That is because of all of you out there. We really appreciate what you guys do for us. Remember, you can do us a little tiny favor. Write a review on iTunes or go to e-webstyle.com/SEO podcast. SEO podcast. And about halfway down, towards the end, right before the bios, you'll see Google Places. Go on to Google Places and write a review about us. Anything else?
That's it.
You've been listening to the best podcast ever. My name is Chris Burris.
Charles Lewis.
Bye-bye for now. Slightly raised up, highbrow, highbrow. Take me care.
she's gonna set me free.